Good morning. Thank you for calling Synergy 3D. This is Maria.
Hey, Maria. Is Dennis in by chance?
Who am I speaking with?
What's that?
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff. I'm just following up here. Him and I were in conversation here last week about some working capital they were looking to bring on for the business.
Give me one moment, okay?
Thank you.
You said your name is Tyler, correct?
Correct, correct.
Thank you. One second.
Hello?
Hey, Dennis?
Yes.
Hey, it's Tyler over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, good. How's it going?
It's going, man. A little busy over here. A little bit of a hectic
yeah.
Start, but I'm not complaining here. Just wanted to follow up after this weekend, see if you had some time to look over that information I sent out to you.
Yes, I did. We still have a couple other things in the process, but we are going to keep it in mind.
Okay. What were those other options there for you? Did you guys have some other offers?
Yeah, the big thing is the term of the loan from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing that we needed to address, and then the rate as well.
I see. So the term length there was your first question?
That was one of the questions, absolutely.
Yeah, so first timers, you know, usually you're going to get in the six month to 24 month range.
Right.
That's usually what you'll be able to get into on your first. Obviously, you can look at refinancing options halfway through the terms. You'll be able to get access to longer terms, lower rates. So once your foot's in the door and you've kind of proven you can make your payments, it only gets better for you from there. As far as the rate goes, you know, I think I told you this last time, you know, it's a fixed rate. Basically, it's a fixed payback that we do, so you'll know exactly how much you're gonna owe, and you know you just divide it by however long the length of the term is. Once we get the bank statements and we can kind of just do a real time assessment there of the business, underwriting can kind of go into details as far as what rates and programs you're gonna be approved for. I just don't like throwing out numbers ahead of that.
No, of course. See, our biggest hesitant is we had a Lendini loan about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we got screwed with that royally. So we just didn't want to get into another one of those situations.
Yeah, what was the problem that you had with it? Was just the payment
just
structure?
The terms were astronomical. Yeah, absolutely.
Were they?
It was astronomical to the point where it was almost a hindrance getting that capital.
I see. Was it due just because you guys were such a young business, or what was the, did they kind of give you the reason for it?
It ended up turning out that we borrowed roughly around 20 and we paid back close to 40.
Oh, so it was 100%?
It was crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So wow.
My partner's a little hesitant to get into another one of those situations, which is understandable.
Yeah, that is understandable. I would not want to get anything. Well, I don't think you have to worry about that situation happening again.
Right.
I'd have to imagine it with it just being you guys had just started off the business, you know, with cash flows probably not going back all that too far.
Right.
I would have to imagine that would be the reason that they gave you that rate. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I mean, it sounds like you guys have a good, healthy cash flow. You guys said you were doing about 70 to 80K a month.
Right.
If that's right in the ballpark of what you're working with.
Right, and that's conservative too.
Exactly. And also you said you also have the equipment there that you guys would be willing to use as collateral, which we could
absolutely
also look into to maybe get you even an even lower rate there if you wanted to look into like a secured loan as opposed to non-secured. But I'd love to at least see what we can do for you, especially with this kind of coming up here in the next 2 weeks.
Right.
We can at least get you an answer in 24 hours and see if it's something that can make sense for the business. It could also just kind of make the operations for these next few weeks a little bit easier too, if you kind of know what you're going to be working with.
Right.
Let me just make sure. Let me just double check something real quick because I want to see what the email I had sent out to you, if it was. Okay, yeah. So I did attach both working capital and the equipment loans there. I know that was something you guys were both going to be looking into. But if you want to fill that out, I can explain the situation here. I know you guys are going to be doing this move in 2 weeks. I can get it bumped up in the order there for underwriting just so we can get you guys an answer quick.
Right.
I can almost, with almost 100% confidence, will not be even close to that past loan you had to deal with there. It's like an absolute nightmare. But, you know, if you want to shoot for longer terms and try and just kind of get approved for as much as possible, I can work kind of hand-in-hand with the underwriters to push for as long a term as possible. But if those are your two concerns, I can definitely put that in the notes. And, you know, I'll do my best there to get you the best approval. But as far as the paperwork goes on your end, it's really pretty straightforward. If you did see the email, it's just the one-page apps there. Your guys' most recent tax return and then the bank statements. And once that's over, we can start talking some hard numbers there for what we can do for the business.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now again. All right, I'll get on it, and I'll be in touch with you either later this afternoon or early tomorrow morning.
Okay, sounds good, Dennis. If you have any questions there, you can just email me there or my direct line's in the email as well, and you can just give me a call.
Okay, thank you, Tyler.
All right, Dennis, we'll be in touch.
You got it. Talk to you later.
Bye.